imagine that.
Rule the world.
All right, we're just getting right to it today. I love it. Still messing around. Let's get the easy one out of the way first. 4th of July, Independence Day. Let's not make a controversy about what the day is called. Let's just celebrate the fact that you live in the greatest country on the planet, have lots of freedoms afforded to you by the bravery and heroism of the original colonists, yes, I said it, and members of our armed forces, and stop complaining about everything. It's also not celebrated on the 3rd of July or any other day that's convenient to your community leaders. This isn't a baseball travel team's summer schedule or a cleaning appointment at your local dentist. Celebrate on the 4th, you non-traditionalists.
Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
Are we clear?
If Steve ruled the world.
All right, fireworks, a huge part of the 4th of July celebration. We all know this, right? Here's a good rule of thumb on how much you should spend on fireworks, though. If you spend more on fireworks than you do on groceries, car insurance, rent, mortgage, you should probably dial back your fireworks enthusiasm a little bit. If you spend more money buying fireworks than you do on political campaigns, you should be good. And by the way, the correct answer for how much you should spend on a political campaign is zero. They have not earned that donation. And here's the rub. Nearly every community has a free fireworks show. Wait until it gets dark, drive towards the fireworks, park that F-150, shake the dirt off that old blanket you keep in the back, layer on some bug spray, sit back and enjoy.
You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night.
Rule the world.
That Katy Perry's something, isn't she? Easy on the eyes, too. Public service announcement, fireworks and alcohol are a bad mix. Repeat that. Fireworks, alcohol, bad mix. I know it seems fun to try and outdo your local community's official fireworks celebration, but that usually just ticks off your neighbors, scares dogs, and can, in some circumstances, cost you a digit or two. Ask Jason Pierre Paul about that. Google it if you don't know what I'm talking about. More than 10,000 fireworks-related injuries every year.
18-year-old Michael Sexton back at the parking lot where a firework exploded in his face and hands on January 3rd. It started as a street racing meetup. Michael said he didn't know the majority of people there. A friend had invited him because he has an interest in cars. Then it turned disastrous.
Since New Year's was around the corner, I just passed, everyone had fireworks, everyone was throwing them. And someone asked me for a lighter. Simple as that. Changed my life forever.
If Steve ruled the world.
Was it simple, though? Should you put some thought into that, maybe? Don't be that guy. All right, you probably don't know this, but we stole the idea of fireworks from China, which used them to celebrate the Chinese New Year, dating all the way back to the 7th century, which is ironic because a lot of our fireworks now come from China, the largest exporter of fireworks in the world. You know, with all this China trade and trade secrets war things going on, it might just be too expensive for some folks to even host their own fireworks shows going forward. Inflation is real, folks, which would certainly make a lot of dogs happy. And you know what? You know what they say? Happy dog, happy life. Not sure anybody says that or that makes any sense, but that's what some people tell me. Of course, some people say Donald Trump is the best thing that ever happened to this country, and that thought is crazier than smoking a cigarette in a fireworks factory.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting. Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that? by injection inside or almost a cleaning.
If Steve ruled the world.
Not made up, your leading candidate for the Republican nomination for president in 2024. All right. I know the day celebrates our independence from Great Britain in 1776, but let's also take the opportunity to thank those folks who work on the 4th when the rest of us are off watching parades and going to picnics. Members of the military, public safety professionals, the folks who work in hospitals, nursing homes, send them a note, thank them, think about their sacrifice while you're enjoying your damn day off.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
If Steve ruled the world.
Cannot argue with Mr. Jack Nicholson. All right, if you're at a parade that allows the people of the parade to throw candy, and if your community doesn't, they also need to lighten up, Francis. Remember that candy is for kids. I don't want to see an out-of-shape, middle-aged Karen chasing down a Tootsie Roll to the horrors of the kids and other moms and dads watching the parade. Not for you. And what's with the yoga pants? Stop trying to cram 50 pounds of potatoes in a 10-pound bag, people.
It's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants.
If Steve ruled the world.
Oh, thank you, Tim Hawkins. That one made me laugh. Did you know that John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on the 4th of July? I didn't know that till a few years ago. You also know that Tom Cruise was born on the 3rd of July and made a movie about, or called, Born on the 4th of July. That was a lie, and that's why I can't trust Tom Cruise anymore. But he's really, really good at Mission Impossible.
None of our lives can matter more than this mission.
I don't accept that.
If Steve ruled the world.
I love those movies. All right. Last but not least, you know what's great about American and the 4th of July Independence Day celebrations? For at least one day, most of us get together, celebrate what's great about this country. We don't apologize for being patriotic. It's a good thing.
We've got serious problems, and we need serious people. And if you want to talk about character, Bob, you better come at me with more than a burning flag and a membership card. If you want to talk about character and American values, fine. Just tell me where and when, and I'll show up. This is a time for serious people, Bob, and your 15 minutes are up. My name is Andrew Shepherd, and I am the president.
That is this week's
If Steve Ruled the World.
My wife will be very happy I played that clip. She loves that movie. Take us to break, Brandon.
God bless